AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. In Southern California, 10 deputies are on administrative leave after a TV news chopper caught them kicking and punching a man who had led a pursuit on a stolen horse. That chase went on for more than 2 hours after deputies tried to serve a warrant. San Bernardino County Sheriff John McMahon says it looks like excessive force.
I am disturbed and troubled by what I see in the video. It does not appear to be in line with our policies and procedures, at least a portion of it.
There's an internal investigation, and the FBI is looking at possible federal violations. The South Carolina driver shot and killed by a white police officer will be laid to rest Saturday in North Charleston. Protesters say there was no reason for Walter Scott's killing.
Enough! Enough! It's enough! It is enough!
Police first said that the officer fired in self-defense, but eyewitness video led to a murder count against the policeman. In Colorado Springs, a man has been convicted of kidnapping a California toddler and producing child pornography. Prosecutors say 31-year-old Sean McCormick would stay with the parents in Bakersfield, California, sneak their toddler out of the house in the middle of the night, and recorded the sexual abuse. Well, in September, maybe that was the hint. That was Hillary Rodham Clinton in Iowa greeting voters. Now the speculation can end. Sources say the former Secretary of State will announce on Sunday that she is running for president. Nissan and BMW announcing recalls.
The problem is with the fuel pumps. They can fail, causing the engine to stall. Nissan is recalling thousands of 2014 Rogues. BMW is recalling 2, 3, and 4 series models from 2014.
That's the AP's Rita Foley. This is AP Radio News. There's been a train derailment in Trenton, South Carolina. Emergency Management's Derek Becker.
One of the overturned tankers was carrying anhydrous ammonia. However, we cannot confirm that it has leaked.
They don't think there is a leak, but evacuations were ordered as a precaution. Hey, buddy, can you spare a dime? You might want to check out the airport, as we hear from Warren Levinson in New York.
Air travelers are always leaving things behind at airport security, though most of the time we race back to retrieve the important stuff, the mobile phone, the laptop, the baby. But loose change left at the bottom of the bin? Not so much. The Transportation Security Administration reports it picked up $675,000 in change left behind at security checkpoints in the last fiscal year. Travelers at JFK Airport left the most, $42,550, about $1,000 more than at Los Angeles. The money, which has risen more than 40% in 6 years, is used to fund security operations.